You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to talk about how soda could be as bad for your teeth as crack cocaine and meth. We're also going to talk about a possible new HIV drug, which actually looks pretty promising. We have a dad who put his six-week-old daughter in the freezer for an hour to stop her from crying. Thank God the baby lived through that. Some new developments in the FBI investigation of the Boston bombing. Although I think I'm more confused than I ever have been at this point. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your concerns at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Tyler James Deutsch, 25 years old, has pleaded not guilty to charges of child assault, criminal mistreatment, and interfering with reporting domestic violence when he put his allegedly six-week-old daughter in the freezer on Saturday. He awoke after an hour. He's all asleep. All right? And then he removed the baby when the mom's, I guess when the mom returned. He was accused of taking the phone away when the mother tried to call for help, right, from their trailer in Roy, Washington. She took the child and she got neighbors to call the police. The baby's temperature fell to 84 degrees. She also had a broken arm, broken leg, blisters on her feet, and a head injury. It is amazing that she was able to survive. She is expected to survive. This man is out on $1 million bail. Not out on $1 million bail. Bail is set at $1 million. And I hope he spends life behind bars. This is scary stuff. The court heard how the mother returned home to found Deutsch removing the baby from the freezer, wearing only a diaper. The freezer was an upright compartment over the fridge, was set to, of course, 10 degrees, and had a half-full bag of ice and a bag of cauliflower. When the mom tried to call 911, he stopped her. Then he changed his story, saying he was exhausted from work all night and fell asleep, and awoke to find that the baby was not asleep next to him where he had left her. Also sounds like drugs to me. I mean, that's just, I mean, who in their right mind, either this guy is completely insane, or you just wonder, you know, the last time I even dealt with the freezer, I don't really eat ice cream. I don't really do much, you know, with our freezer. I mean, I think the other day I had maybe a frozen chicken quesadilla. That was about it. But when I was doing my bug project, my bug collection for ninth grade biology class, I had to kill these bugs. And one way to kill the bugs was throwing some poison on the back of their head, in between the thorax and their head, and the other was sticking them in the freezer. The problem with that is a day later you take the bugs out and some of them would still be alive. And I thought that was completely cruel, and but you weren't allowed to kill the bugs the way we all kill bugs, because the bugs had to be in complete pristine condition. So you had to spread the wings out of your wasps. I mean, it had to be a pretty good bug collection. So you can't just squash a bug and use it. These bugs had to be dead without any trauma to them. And it was just horrifying for me to think that the bug had to be in the freezer to do that. So I don't know if my kids ever have to do a bug collection. I got to think of a more humane way to do it. But this guy's insane either way. Okay, whether he did drugs or not, no chance for parole as far as I'm concerned. Now, speaking of insanity, James Holmes' trial. All right. Apparently, James Holmes is fighting, all right, one of the latest issues going on in the courtroom that has to do with insanity pleas. All right. Apparently, the judge in the Aurora movie theater shooting, right, that involves suspect James Holmes, has ruled that Colorado's laws for insanity pleas do not violate the U.S. Constitution. Her order clears up the last disputed issue around a tendered insanity plea for theater shooting suspect James Holmes. Apparently, Judge Samore issued Wednesday's ruling is expected to decide at a hearing today whether to accept his insanity plea. Attorneys for Holmes argued that the state's laws on insanity pleas violated his rights against self-incrimination. The law, I guess, requires, the laws require defendants pleading not guilty by reason of insanity to cooperate in a court-ordered independent psychiatric evaluation. From what I understand, James Holmes does not want to be evaluated. If defendants do not cooperate, they will be barred from calling any mental health experts of their own to testify on their behalf at trial or at a death penalty sentencing hearing, because I think he is up for death penalty. Holmes' attorney, that would be one of the punishments. One of the punishments, I guess, the punishment. Holmes' attorney said the laws amounted to a compulsion to confess. I don't know what I would do in this particular case. You know, I don't understand why insanity pleas are actually allowed in a case like this. All right? You killed people. Whether you think you're insane or not, you're insane. If murdering multiple people and injuring multiple people in gunfire is an act of sanity, then I would really like that definition redefined. All right. Either way, whether he pleads insanity or not, you shot up a movie theater. You are considered insane. You are not fit to be out there in the public. Whether they want to give you life in prison or death penalty is up to the jury. But all these technicalities, well, should he plea insanity? Should he see a psychiatrist? Should he not see a psychiatrist? Is he allowed to, exonerate himself and not have him psychiatrically evaluated? He shot people, allegedly. All right? And trying to say, look, I'm insane, just so he gets off easier, I don't see why you get off easier. All right. If you are a threat to other people, you need to be away from those other people. Period. We're going to be talking about a case in the next segment where an autistic child was, I guess, throwing a fit in a salon. And while the kid was getting his hair cut, the salon owner had them leave the salon, but they still finished the haircut outside. And now the salon is under fire. Let's talk about that case when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse, social unrest, natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you have probably heard in the news this case where a woman took her child to the hair salon. I believe he was 2-year-old Grayson Bays. And from what we understand, Vanessa Hunt, 29 years old, was at, Vanessa Hunt was a witness there. The mother was Ashley Bays. And Ashley Bays brought Grayson, from what I understand, for a haircut. The boy wanted a haircut, so she took them to the M Spa Salon. Now, I have autistic children, nieces and nephews in my family. As a doctor, we work with autistic children all the time. 1 in 56 children now, 1 in 56 children have some element of autism or Asperger's on the autism spectrum disorder. It's very, very common. So I'm pretty well aware and I could pretty well identify, et cetera. And a haircut is a very tough thing for a family to do with their autistic child because they don't like things near their head. Well, from what I understand, the boy started crying. And then I guess the salon owner thought that the boy's behavior was more, from what I understand, like thrashing around, etc. Yet witnesses are saying, no, the boy was just crying. That was it. So the owner, Michelle Mott, according to one witness, stormed in to give his mother a quote-unquote severe tongue lashing, telling her how inappropriate her son's behavior was. Now, the witness said this was seriously painful to watch. She couldn't believe what she was witnessing. The mother was trying to tell the salon owner, I'm sorry, he's autistic. Apparently, according to this witness, it didn't seem to matter to the salon owners. They went outside. The hairdresser who was cutting the boy's hair did finish cutting his hair outside, I guess on the lawn outside. The boy got his hair cut. Family left. But now, I guess the salon is under a lot of fire for what happened. All right? And I guess the mother had posted what had happened. And I guess now there's a movement to boycott the salon. 10,000 people have liked the Facebook page to do this, etc. Now, being working with Fast for Kids, an autistic charity here in town, having family members that are autistic, I have to actually not join this whole movement to be against the salon. I have to look at both sides of it because I have to be very understanding. All right. If the witnesses said the child was doing nothing but, you know, crying and sobbing, then this salon has a problem. If you can't have somebody sit there and cry, I mean, grown ups sit there and cry. But if the child was thrashing around like many autistic children do, when you go near their head, I know that because when I try to examine them in the office, they do not like me going near their head. They do not. It takes a lot of work on my part to examine a child with autism. And it is. It's difficult. And I'm able to do it sometimes. Sometimes I'm not able to do it. But it does. It takes a lot of work, and I understand. And sometimes I get hit. Sometimes, I mean, it happens. Some autistic children, it's a defense mechanism, and it's an understandable one, etc. If a child is thrashing around in an area where there's scissors, etc., yes, the salon owner is going to probably many times show some concern. I also think that if the salon decided to continue the product and the service, and they were able to continue the product or service like this hairdresser was, okay, by removing them from a scene in the public and you know, getting the service done, I think they get a lot of credit for that. Now, some people that are not, you know, upset with the salon are asking, what was the mom thinking taking the child into a grown-up salon, right, where many of these hairdressers aren't very experienced with autistic children? Okay, why didn't she take them to a place where he could get his hair cut, like in a children's place? Or why didn't she cut the hair herself? Well, again, that's tough. If she can't cut her hair, cut the hair, you know, on him because he's thrashing around, she's going to want to take them to a, you know, experienced hairdresser. Now, why does this matter to you or I, and why is this such an issue? Well, if one in 56 kids have some sort of aspect to autism spectrum disorder, and it's on the rise, all right, do we have enough facilities? Do we have enough understanding? All right, are we prepared for this population? Do we have things in place? Now, this salon owner, it sounds like in the beginning she had no idea that the child was autistic. So if she comes in and the child, and again, we don't know because we don't have all the eyewitness accounts, but if the child is thrashing around and throwing a fit and running around and screaming, yes, business owners will many times say, look, can you please control your child or I have to ask you to leave. What the witness is saying is once a salon owner heard that the child was autistic, still, she asked that, you know, the child leave. So it looks like the salon kicked out an autistic child. And maybe that happened. And if so, that's rude, that's crude and unfair. But are business owners, you know, prepared for autistic clientele? Because if they aren't, something like this is traumatizing, both to the family, both to the mom, both to patrons and to the business owner. If this business owner now has a boycott because she was trying to save the scissors from being kicked around and other people in her store from having a bad experience. What's a business owner to do? Now, luckily for me, I'm a doctor's office. I have no problem taking care of autistic children. We get them into a room. If the child is screaming, yelling, etc., I'll explain to the patients we have a child that's a little bit upset. But the funny thing is even our non-autistic children patients will scream and yell because, you know, they think they're getting a vaccine, etc. So, I mean, it happens. Then you calm them down, you play with them, you spend a lot of time. But usually the apologies I have to give to the other patients isn't because we had somebody yelling and screaming. It's because I had to spend more time with that patient to calm them down and get them to giggle, etc. And usually my patients can handle it. You know, your customers that love you, that are sincere, that are loyal to you, they won't go anywhere. But do hair salon owners have a right to make sure that their there's not scissors flying around the place, for example? I mean, if there is an unruly child, whether they have autistic or not, do business owners have a right to say you need to leave? I mean, if this was in a China shop and there was a child, whether it had autism or not, that was throwing a tantrum, does the owner have a right to tell somebody to leave? They actually do. But what this does bring out is we aren't equipped and society is not ready to handle our growing autistic population. If any of you are entrepreneurish, you might want to start thinking about hair salons for autistic kids or extending hours. If you're a current business owner, maybe have a before hours or after. It could be just once a week where there's a special time for autistic children to come in and have whatever service they needed to have done where it doesn't seem to disrupt the regular flow of business and you could spend the extra time, etc. All right. But I mean, we need to be a little bit more creative. We need to be a little bit more savvy. Again, since I don't know all the details, I can't say if what's happening to the salon is unfair or not. But if the salon can't defend themselves, and there was some unruliness that was causing, you know, possibly scissors to fly because things get kicked, you know. And the other thing, too, also, which I think would be a liability concern for a salon owner, is if one of their hairdressers is trying to cut the hair of a child that's moving. If that hairdresser accidentally stabs the child, there's a liability involved. Now, you could boycott a salon left and right. But if they are going to be liable because a hairdresser who's inexperienced with an autistic child accidentally cuts them with the scissors, I mean, we're talking about a scissors by the neck. I mean, does a salon owner have the right to protect their business? It's something that I think is completely, we are all completely unprepared for. And, I mean, with my kids, if my kids didn't want to go and get a haircut, I just cut the hair myself. All right, they weren't autistic, of course, but, you know, if they were like, no, I don't want a scissors near me, fine. Well, then I had to talk to them and coax them, and there are ways to deal with children, whether they're autistic or not, to get a haircut done. If not, fine. The hair's long. Fine. It's not worth traumatizing the child. It's not worth it. Yes, there are training techniques and certain techniques where you take a little bit of hair one day, little bit of hair another day, you know, etc. Maybe get a little child scissors. Let them help you cut their hair, something like that. But it just shows our society is not prepared. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dancing, aren't we? Mariah wants to know, why is autism on the rise? What is causing autism? Many of you ask me that, and every few weeks we kind of address that same issue. I don't think we know. There's tons of theories as to why autism or increasing numbers of children with Asperger's or elements of autism spectrum disorder are on the rise. One theory is it's being diagnosed easier now, that there's more diagnosis. I don't know if that's the theory I would go with completely. Yes, we are able to pick up autism spectrum disorder a lot easier now. We're doing that more so. But for severe autism, no, that would be pretty easy to pick up, whether this was 1970, 1980, 1960s, 1990s. So I think severe autism is on the rise despite detection. Asperger's syndrome has been more diagnosed. So I do think that's part of it. So I will say that. One is the detection. Two, another theory is the older ages of mom and dad having babies. All right. Multiple studies have shown that older parents having children are going to be at higher risk of having a child that has autism. Now, we haven't seen as, I mean, you know, lately with between the 90s, the 2000s, and now in the 2010s, we are seeing more people, you know, waiting to start their families a lot later, as opposed to what we had seen back in the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, etc. And so we are able to then study people who had a child when they were 42 years old or when the father was in his 50s. You know, it's very interesting. We'll see in the kids' school, you'll see a child who, you know, just doesn't seem to play as well with the others. You know, a little bit on the less popular side of the spectrum in school. Sometimes the haircut and the clothes don't seem to be the coolest. You know, he's not involved in sports. The kids kind of tell the parents, I don't really play with that kid because he's a little quote-unquote weird, which is sad that you see that. And then you look for the parents and you like to try to, you know, invite the kid over to the house to play with your kids, etc. And you only see what appears to be grandparents. And you go, you know, I'd like to talk to your son or daughter because I'd like to invite the child over to the house. And they're like, I'm the parent. You can talk to me. Let's do it. And, you know, we do, you know, and I am noticing that many of these kids that fall under that possible Asperger grouping, and Asperger grouping are children that actually they're finding have a phenotypic look to them, in terms of hair and eyes and certain facial features, and don't seem to be as good in sports, seem to unfortunately sociologically fall under the less popular kids, seem to be bullied a little bit more by other kids in class, seem to not be included in other kids' groups, and they're becoming more and more easy to identify. And as a doctor, I seem to identify them. Of course, we always go out of our way to try to invite those kids over, you know, to play with our kids, etc., because I don't want the kids feeling left out, and, you know, our house is always a party, kids' party going on. So, but I was surprised a few years ago that I would be looking for the parents, thinking I was talking to the grandparents, and those were the parents. So older parents, father or mother, all right, have shown to be an issue. And maybe if it's not so much the age, what I'm starting to find is some women who had fibroids during the pregnancy. All right, some of them that have come in with their, or some women, I should say, that have come in as patients that have autistic children, they'll tell me that they had fibroids during the pregnancy. Could it have been the fibroids during the pregnancy that could have changed something or caused something that happened? A big theory out there that I don't think will go away anytime soon is the rise in childhood vaccines. All right. Many researchers are still, you know, trying to refute the fact that autism is more of a gene issue. It wouldn't be environmentally induced by a vaccine. But theories are out there that what is different between children today and children from 30 years ago? And if you take a look at, well, there's antibiotics, but now we still used antibiotics 30 years ago. Older parents, yeah, there's, you know, some of the parents do seem to be older. You know, I mean, I was 28 years old when I first got pregnant, whereas my mother was in her early 20s. So we are looking at almost a decade change, you know, in terms of when you know, people got pregnant. And then a lot of more vaccines. All right. But also what else is around now that wasn't around 30 years ago? The Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't think it causes autism, though. But electromagnetic waves, computer, LED, electromagnetic waves were around then, too. But to the point where everything seems to be computerized. All right? Could that be an issue? All right? I don't think we really know. And it would be nice to know. And I think some people in the medical community are afraid to know. I mean, if we do come to find out that some of these vaccines that have certain preservatives in them could possibly induce a change in a phenotype, you know, such that a child may have trouble communicating or having issues with engaging, etc. You know, I've had some parents that swear baby changed after a vaccine. I mean, I part of me almost doesn't want to know that because I'm so pro-vaccine. But it has to be a theory, I believe, still entertained. Even though I'm pro-vaccine, if you know, you have parents saying, look, you know, things changed. I mean, I think moms know their kids. You got to listen to them. So, but I also don't want mass people not getting vaccinated. I mean, vaccines have saved millions upon millions of lives. Our vaccine efforts are admirable. Just, I mean, do we need to look at the preservatives? Do we need to look at how many? Do we need to spread vaccines out? Do we need to wait with some vaccines till we are confident that the child has good communication skills and in engaging just to rule out the whole autism disorder? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to that. I did have both my kids vaccinated. I recommend all my patients get vaccines. But if there are parents out there that are concerned, all right, I don't blow them off. All right. I mean, I still don't have an answer to why we are now at the point where 1 in 56 children have some element of autism spectrum disorder. I don't have an answer. And if I don't have the answer, I'm not going to shut out any theories. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of parents, the father of the Chechen immigrant who was killed in Florida last week by being interrogated by the FBI about his ties to the Boston Marathon bombings, say his son was killed execution style. At a news conference in Moscow, Abdul Baki Todashev showed journalists 16 photographs that he said were of his son, Ibrahim, in a Florida morgue. He said his son had 6 gunshot wounds to his torso, 1 to the back of his head, and the pictures were taken by his son's friend, Kusin Taramov. Okay, now to me, that doesn't make a lot of sense. How does a friend get into the morgue to take pictures? Now, the FBI says the 27-year-old mixed martial arts fighter Ibrahim Todashev was killed last week during a violent confrontation in his Orlando home when an FBI agent and 2 Massachusetts state troopers questioned him about his ties to the slain Boston Marathon bombing suspect older brother Tamerlan Sarnev, as well as a 2011 triple slain that had occurred in Massachusetts. Apparently, 3 law enforcement officials said that Todashev had lunged at the FBI agent with a knife, although 2 of them later said it was no longer clear what had happened. Now, this is a very murky story, and I'm just a little bit confused as to what's been happening with the Boston Marathon bombings. If you notice, things have been extremely quiet. Okay, once the younger brother, Dakar, got his Miranda rights read, we haven't really heard about anything else. No new information, and it's kind of been a lull in the media. Then you hear about what happened here with this gentleman. I'm very confused as to what's going on, and I still want to know how many people were involved. So I guess as developments come, we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Way is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. So a first grade teacher from Polk County and Laurel Elementary School has, lied to her bosses for a whole year, saying she and her father were dying of a terminal illness just so she could avoid going to school and teaching. School officials took her at her word and allowed her to take leave early and take numerous days off. I don't know if any of these were paid, but according to her termination letter, she sent the school principal 120 letters regarding the illness that she and her father were supposedly dealing with. I believe this occurred in Florida, and I guess they figured it out. After somebody realized that she was actually fine and she didn't have any issues. Now, you know, people are like, okay, well, why is this a story? All right, so somebody got out of work for a year. this would have to be a huge ruse to put on. And we're talking about a first grade teacher that, I guess, you know, when you go through your teaching studies and you go through all the education you need to become a teacher, and then you kind of, I know you don't, you know, take an oath like doctors do, but if you're going to be a first grade teacher, all right, you know, it's kind of implicit that you are going to be, you're doing that because you care about kids. You, you know, are going to be responsible for these kids. You're going to try to protect the kids like these teachers have miraculously and heroically done. So when you have a teacher that tries to get out of her job for a year and lie about it, it makes you a little bit nervous whether she is qualified to be one of our first grade teachers. So in that particular case, just kind of makes you go, maybe we need a little better screening process. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, speaking of screening processes, we talked about this case where a high school in Illinois wanted students to answer 34 questions with their names already pre-printed on the survey, asking them about drug use, tobacco use, alcohol use, and cheating. So the school district could then use that information and identify those who may need help and give them help. Well, the high school teacher from Batavia High School, John Dryden, told his students they do not have to fill this out. They do not have to incriminate themselves. They could exercise their constitutional right to privacy and take the Fifth Amendment. The school board, in turn, docks him a day's pay and disciplines him for interfering with what the teachers wanted to do. According to the school superintendent, quote, it says, in this case, district teachers, social workers, guidance counselors, psychologists, and others worked together for over a year to select a data gathering instrument that could be used to determine what social or emotional issues our high school students are experiencing and whether individual students could benefit from new or increased supportive intervention by our staff. These purposes were shared with parents and our teachers. The issue before the board was whether one employee had the right to mischaracterize the efforts of our teachers, counselors, social workers, and others, and tell our students, in effect, that the adults are not here to help, but that they are trying to get you to incriminate yourselves. Now, all right, even if the school had good intentions of trying to identify who could possibly be, using drugs, alcohol, cheating on tests, etc., these surveys had their name on it. They were probably going to require a signature, and the students had to fill them out. Now, from what I understand, they're now saying, no, the students could have opted out. The only problem is you opt out, now you could be a red flag. All right, so should the school have given them the survey? Probably not. Not if their names were on it. Does the school have a right to try to identify at-risk students? I think the school having a program that identifies at-risk students is a phenomenal thing. Whether they have to do it, no. I understand most parents aren't parenting their kids, and it's the schools, thankfully, are the ones that pick things up with the kids and then notify the parents. The only problem is you have a kid that in writing admits to drinking, admits to smoking, admits to cheating on tests. That could be used against them later. We're in a very litigious world. All right, this is not something that you want your kids. I mean, I would even advise my kids not to put anything in writing like that, because later it could. Maybe the intention of the superintendent was not to use it to incriminate, but somebody gets a hold of that file or that gets scanned into some place. Absolutely, it violates your kids' privacy. Should schools have some sort of a system where individuals can be maybe screened? If the parents allow it, or if the parents are allowed in the room, right? Nothing in writing, but maybe a one-on-one with the counselor. I think that's a nice idea. I don't think it should be mandatory. But if the school wants to screen the average student, what about a one-on-one with the counselor? All right? That's not put in writing. What about something like that? Or what about a recommendation that all children go to their doctor and have that one-on-one with the doctor? And the doctor just has to send back to the parent, just send back to the school, I saw the patient, and not discuss what the student talked about. All right, I mean, you could do that. But to have kids fill out a questionnaire that has their name on it is ridiculous. And I think the teacher explaining to the kids and stepping in and telling them about their rights, I think was absolutely appropriate and good for John Dryden. I don't think he was undermining the school. I think it was actually protecting his students. Now, I think that's fine. Now, how do you figure out if these kids are doing drugs, etc.? Well, some private schools drug screen. Right? I mean, I think parents should be drug screening their kids. I don't think the public schools have to go there yet with the drug screening, but I think parents should drug screen their kids. If they don't want to because they think they're going to find something, that's going to be up to the parent and the kid to figure that out. But I think kids should be aware that we adults are watching them and that what they could be doing could be considered against the law. And there should be some awareness and some sort of ability to attract students to come to you to talk if they don't think they have a place to talk. Like, for example, if a kid says, look, all my friends are drinking, I don't want to drink, and my friends are forcing me to drink to the point I get drunk, I don't want to get addicted to drugs or get dependent on alcohol because I'm hanging out with my friends. There has to be a means that these kids could feel like they could, because a lot of kids that do drugs and alcohol, they really don't want to. All right. My son asked me about that. He goes, Mom, I've tasted beer. I don't like it. I don't like it. What do I do if my friends say I have to do it? And I go, you stand up to your friends and you choose new friends. All right. You do not have to drink beer if you don't like the taste and you think, and it's illegal too. All right. I mean, we need to teach these kids that they can empower themselves. Just sometimes I think the schools may go a little too far. But if the school wants to have counselors that could do one-on-one, all right, as long as the parents are allowed in the room or the parents give permission, I'm okay with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There was something I wanted to talk about in terms of, teachers and them getting, these teachers being disciplined. For what they believe is doing the right thing. I mean, I don't know if this teacher's job is in jeopardy. I mean, he definitely, has a lot of support from what I understand by people. But, when these teachers try to protect their students, okay, I think all we should do is commend them, period. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about this new protein structure that apparently they have mapped with HIV that may lead to new HIV drugs. Also, they have found that certain bee venom could kill HIV. Washington University School of Medicine and St. Louis scientists found a toxin in bee venom called melanin can destroy the virus. Pretty cool stuff, right? You get more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. Ha! You could kill HIV with bees. Pretty cool stuff. Can't talk to you guys. Oh, don't wait. Don't forget Pawn Stars tonight. I'm on Pawn Stars tonight. Cannot wait. Talk to you soon. God bless.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.